Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for it. It's truth. It's truth. It's reliable. We can trust it. And now, we believe that we receive what you have for us to stay. In Jesus' name. Amen. Today, like I said last Sunday, and I didn't change it, we're going to be talking about the witness and the record. The witness and the record. And we're going to be looking at 1 John chapter 5. You want to follow along with me, we're going to be starting with verse 4. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. Amen. Hallelujah. And this is the victory that overcomes the world. Our faith. Our faith overcomes the world. Verse 5 tells us who that faith is directed towards. And who is he that overcometh the world? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ. Not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. For there are three that bear record in heaven. This is an important verse. There are three that bear record in heaven. The Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. These three are one. They all bear record in heaven. And when Paul, I preach from Paul's epistle so much. This is John, okay? Here's John. When John is talking about the Word, remember the Gospel of John chapter 1 where he says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. Nothing came into being that has come to be into being apart from him. And then verse 14, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. So the Word here is talking about Jesus. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. And there are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit, and the water, and the blood. And these three agree in one. Verse 9, here's another important one to pay attention to. If we receive the witness of men, if we receive the witness of our senses, if we receive the witness of others, the witness of God is greater. Yeah. For this is the witness of God, which he hath testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. We have the witness in ourself to the record. And we're going to talk about that in a minute. We have the witness in ourselves. He that believeth not God, this is important. If you don't believe that you have the witness within you to God's record about who we are, what we have, and what we can do, if you don't, right? You believe not, you have called God a liar. Ooh. Because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. And this is the record, that God had given to us eternal life. And this life is in his Son. He that has the Son has the life. That's the witness that's within us. He who has the Son has the life. And he that hath not the Son of God has not the life. These things I have written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. And we'll stop there for now. We're going to go on a little later. The witness and the record. First, going back to that verse where it says, if you don't believe the witness is within you, that you don't believe that you don't possess the Son of God within you, and with it the life of God within you, then you make God a liar. You call God a liar. Right then and there. I mean, that's like, you know what? The record, by his stripes I'm healed. Well, I'm not. Well, you're calling him a liar. You know, now when I pray, when I praise him, I'm saying, Father, thank you that you're my witness. You are the witness of my life. You are the witness that I'm healed. Let the record show I'm healed, and my chief witness is the Father. And so if you don't believe that witness, you call God a liar. Now listen what the word says about God. Numbers chapter 23, verse 19. It says, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he not said, and shall he not do it? Hath he not spoken, and shall he not make it good? Our God is not a liar. Truthful witnesses inside of us to the true record. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 13. When God made a promise to Abraham, right? Remember when we were little kids? I promise you, I promise you, I swear on my mommy. I swear on my daddy. You know what I'm saying? Remember we used to do things like this? I swear, when we get older, I swear on my oldest son. You know what I mean? Right? I swear on my oldest daughter. Come on, you've heard that, right?
Yeah.
Well, here's God. There's nobody greater than him to swear by. So he swore by his own self. Hallelujah. For when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no one greater, he swore by himself. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 13. If we believe not, yet he abides faithful, because he cannot deny himself. The chief witness, the witness is true, the witness is right. And he bears witness to the record. So now, before we talk about that, before we talk about the three that bear record in heaven, the three witnesses that we have, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, we're going to talk about false witnesses. We're going to talk about false witnesses, because picture yourself, you know, in a court of law, a court of law. What is the thing that either the prosecuting attorney or the defense attorney, what's the chief thing that they're looking for? The witness. The one that's seen it, the one that was there, the one that heard it, viewed it, watched it, you know? And one side is going to take that credible witness and try to make him a not so credible of a witness. But they're all looking for that witness. And so you know who's the prosecutor against us? The enemy. He's a prosecutor against us. You know what? He puts himself on the stand at first. He calls himself to be a witness. How could you call yourself righteous? I heard what you said to your wife the other day. Not you. I'm just saying. How could you call yourself righteous? I saw how you treated your husband. I saw how you lost patience with your children. How could you call yourself just like Christ? How could you call yourself holy, righteous, blameless? How could you do that? I seen you in your job. You were falling asleep. You were taking a nap. You were supposed to be working. You know? Listen, many nights I was a correction officer and I just couldn't stay awake and I fell asleep on the job. You know? And I'll never forget one night, my lieutenant, he came up behind me, right? I was sleeping. And he put his hand like this on my throat. And I woke up. He said, son, you can't fall asleep. You know? So, you know, here's the end. Hey, how could you call yourself righteous, blameless, holy, just like Jesus? Jesus wouldn't sleep on the job. He wouldn't fall asleep on the job. He wouldn't abuse his children. You know? What about have you been entertaining in your mind and with your eyes? Come on, you call yourself holy and righteous? You're not. He's trying to bear witness, right? And discredit the record that says I'm holy, that I'm righteous, that I'm blameless, that I'm perfect. So now when he's through with himself being the witness, what does he do? He calls to the stand our senses, our five senses. He calls to the stand our five senses. The witness of the enemy oftentimes are our five senses. He's the father of lies, right? He is a liar and he's the father of lies. And what will he do? He will use the liars against us. He will use our sight against us. So you think you're healed? Then what's that lymph node doing there? I'm sure you see it when you look in the mirror. That's the real witness. None of this by your stripes. You are healed. Look in the mirror. Your eyes lie. Your eyes lie. You remember in 2 Kings? 2 Kings chapter 6, when Elijah is in the house He has been receiving from God, and he has been sharing the report that he's received from God with the king of Israel. It's like the king of the Syrian army, who's against Israel, is plotting and planning and trying to trap the nation of Israel. And he makes these plans at night when nobody's around. But somehow, when he starts sharing it with his inner circle, somehow it gets to the king of the nation of Israel, and they escape danger. So he thinks there's a traitor in the camp. He's ready to chop some heads off. But one of his servants comes up to him and says, "It's not so. But there's this guy. There's this prophet, Elijah. He knows what you're thinking before it even comes to you, because God makes it real to him." And then he warns the king of Israel. So then what does the king of Syria say? How many of you know the story? Oh, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. And so then the king of Syria says, "Send the troops, send the army, send the chariots, you know, send the horsemen. Send them with all the weaponry." For one man? For one guy? That, you know what? They've said Elisha is like a type of Christ in certain areas, in certain instances. And you can imagine it when you think about the Garden of Gethsemane, where they sent all the soldiers, right? Both the guard for the Sanhedrin, for the high priest, his guard, and then plus the Roman soldiers. For who? For one man? Right? And that one man said, when he said, "Are you Jesus?" And he said, "I am." And they felt bad. I would have left. Yeah. I would have left. So anyway, one man, you know, tens of thousands, chariots, horsemen, weaponry. So his servant opens up the door, go outside, whatever, and he sees it. And he starts shaking in his boots. He runs in, he slams the door shut. He's telling Elijah. Now what's Elijah doing? He's reading the newspaper. Well, he's reading the book of Moses. He's not in the newspaper. He's drinking coffee, right? And he's like, he's cool and calm, kind of like Jesus in the back of the boat. Amen. Jesus in the back of the boat. He's like, "Well, what's wrong? What's troubling you? You have to see who's out there. What are we going to do? How are we going to get out of here? How are we going to escape it? How are we going to get out of here with our lives? You know, how are we going to get out of here alive?" And Elijah's like, "Calm down. Those who are with us are greater than those that are against us." And he's like, "What's in that coffee cup? What are you drinking? Haven't you looked outside?" And then he says, "Lord, open his eyes that he might see." He's like, "Elijah, what are you talking about? I can see. My eyes are open. My eyes are telling me what's out there." Just like our eyes tell us what's there. Amen. Yes. Just like our lying eyes tell us what's there.
Yes. Yes.
So he said, "Lord, open up his eyes." "All right, Elijah, I'll play along with it." Not Elijah, "I'll play along with it." His eyes become opened. And he sees a vast army. A vast army. Chariots, flaming fire. "Those that are with him are greater than those that are against him." Now, he wasn't looking with his natural eyes, his spiritual eyes. Now you could understand, you know, you think about Elijah praying that prayer for his servant. Now you think about Jesus walking on the road to Emmaus with possibly a husband and a wife, two people, and they're with him. They don't know who it's him. They don't recognize him. They don't understand his voice, you know. But then what happens? It says he opens their minds to understand the scripture. Okay. Now when you think about Paul in Ephesians chapter 1, where it says, "May the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ bring forth from within the spirit of wisdom and revelation, that you can have illumination and understanding and know what God knows."
Amen.
See, Paul says that one day, right? Now we know in part, but one day we shall know fully as we have been fully known. See, God fully knows about us. God fully knows what we can do. God fully knows what we have. God fully knows where we truly stand. And the thing is, Elijah, Jesus, Paul is praying for that illumination and that understanding and the spiritual eyesight to supersede the natural eyesight. So you know what? We discredit that witness. Because we walk by faith and not by sight. Put the next guy on the stand. Oh, so you're healed? I can hear you when you're blowing your nose. In fact, the whole condo development can hear you when you're blowing your nose. You're healed? The tissues don't say so. I went the whole day yesterday without blowing my nose. Once. And the doctor said that wouldn't happen. Doctor don't know Jesus. Listen, it's not about me. This is about Jesus. This is about he who has the Son has the life. But I can hear it. You sound like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Do I? Not anymore. I could breathe. I can keep my mouth closed. And I can breathe. Hallelujah. Here, get out of here. That's another false witness. What about feeling? By his stripes I was healed. Tell that to my knee. It aches. It aches. It hurts. Tell that to my hip. Tell that to my arthritis. I know you feel it. Don't you feel it? Don't you feel it? I walk by faith, not by sight. The record says I'm healed. I'm healed. Get out of here. That witness is gone. The prosecutor has failed. There's nothing he could put on you. There's nothing he could put on us. There's nothing he could cause us to believe without our allowing it. And sometimes we give him too much credit. Sometimes he's sitting over there on the side laughing at us because we think it's him and it's not. We just haven't spent the time that it takes as being led by the Holy Spirit to renew our minds so we can have the transformation take place. Amen? Come on, is this all right? But now, hallelujah. Verse 7. For there are three that bear record. Three witnesses that bear record to the truth. The first one is the Father. The Father is the first witness. And what does the Father tell us? I bear record to the truth. Because I loved you so much. I loved you so much that I sent my Son. I bear record to the truth. I love you so much that I sent you my Son. That you would have everlasting life, eternal life through believing in him. I sent my Son so that he would receive the chastisement that was meant for you. Because the wages of sin is death. That's the wages that sin owes. But I had my Son pay those wages. I made him who knew no sin to be sin, so that you could be the righteousness of God in him. Isaiah chapter 53. I, the Father, I caused him to be bruised. I caused him to be crushed. I caused him to be battered. I caused his blood to shed. The greatest witness we have is the Father. And he bears record to the fact that I am holy. I am righteous. I am perfect. I am complete. And I am healed. And if you don't agree with the witness of the Father, you call him a liar. Praise you, Father. Praise you for a faithful witness. Praise you for a faithful witness. Who's next? Jesus takes the stand. And this is what it says in Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14. Because God's children are human beings, made of flesh and blood, the Son also became flesh and blood. For only as a human being could he die. And only by dying could he break the power of the devil, who had the power of death. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 7, it says, Lo, I come, in the volume of the book it is written, to do your will, O God. Jesus takes witness. It was the Father's plan. But Jesus carried it out. Think about the Garden of Gethsemane. Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass by. Remember that? But then he said, but not as I will, but your will be done. And you know what the word of God says? Oh my gosh. He fixed his eyes like a flint towards the cross. And he's there as our witness. I'm the one who they put hood over my head. And they took turns punching me and pummeling me and hitting me and mocking me. Trying to get me to prophesy as to who was the one who was hitting me. I was the one. They grabbed my beard. Can you imagine grabbing his beard and pulling it out of his face? I was the one. They took the thorn, the nails, the crown of thorns, 3.5-inch spikes, thorns they say it is. And it wasn't just placed on his head. It was put there, and then it was beat into his head. Before the cross, they whipped him. Before the cross, Len, they whipped me. They shredded my back in pieces. Flesh was flying all over the place. Len, I'm witness to what I went through. And let the record show that through that, you were healed. Amen. That's the witness. Yeah, I went to the cross where they all made fun of me. Oh, if you're the Son of God, how don't you ask God to help you? Come down and help you right now. Could you imagine the angels? Right? Could you imagine the angels? I forgot to look it up. There's one portion of scripture in the Old Testament where one angel took out 185,000 soldiers from the enemy army. One. So could you imagine? Hold back, guys. Hold back. It's going to get good. There's going to be the third day. Wait for the third day. On the third day, you'll all know what's happening. Hallelujah. Oh, man. Don't we have anybody that's getting excited?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I was there. They put the nails in my hands, the spikes in my feet. I was there when the dogs were licking up my blood as it was flowing from my body. I was there in hell. When all the minions of the devil, when all the demons and evil spirits were trying to hold me and trying to contain me. And I was there with the weight of the sin of the whole world, past, present, and future. I was there. I was there. Through one sacrifice, the Father, the perfect sacrifice, me, Lynn, he perfected you forever, sanctified you. I'm a witness of that. Let the record show I'm a witness of that. If you call him a liar, if you don't agree with that witness, you're calling him a liar. You're calling him a liar. So now who's the third witness? Holy Spirit. What's he going to witness? What's he going to say? He said, Len, I was the one. My power raised Jesus from the dead. I was there. On that third day, when he rose from the dead, I was the power that entered into him. This is why the Apostle Paul then tells you, right, that you would know the exceeding greatness of his power that was wrought in Christ when he was raised from the dead. Because it was tremendous power, Len. It was tremendous power. And it's in you. It's in each and every one of us. That power. And the Holy Spirit is given to I was the one. I was the one. I was the one. And I was the one that raised him from the dead. And Len, don't you know, this is my witness, that the same power that I used to raise him from the dead, that same power is in you. Amen. And if that same power, you know, was able to raise Christ up from the dead and take that body. Can you imagine that body? It was the grave claws were holding it together. They were holding it together. What was left? After the it was being held together. There was no life in that body. It wasn't even recognizable. But he entered in, right? Power raised Jesus from the dead, brought life to that mortal body, glorified that mortal body, That same power led. He's given witness. He's given testimony to the record. Is in you. And it will do the same thing for you and to you. It will give life to your mortal body. It will revitalize your mortal body. It will bring vigor and strength to your mortal body. Let the witness be true. Let the record be true. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Those, the three in one, there are witnesses. There are witnesses to the record. There is no other witness that can supersede their witness. There is no other witness that can cause us to deny the fact that we're holy. That could cause us to deny the fact that we're well provided for. That could cause us to deny the fact that sin has no more power over us. That could cause us to deny the fact that we're not perfect, or we're not complete, or we're not sanctified, or we're not healed. If we deny that, we call our God a liar. So now, you know what? When I pray, I thank you, Father, that you're my witness. Amen. Jesus, you're my witness. Holy Spirit, you're my witness. You're all my witnesses to the record that I am, and I can, and I have. Amen. Now, you see, the next two verses are powerful. This whole portion of Scripture is powerful. But it gets, my youth pastor used the word gooder. I don't know if it's a proper English word. Gooder. It gets gooder. It gets gooder. It gets great. It gets phenomenal. Because now when you understand, I don't know why am I looking at you, brother? I see Jesus in you. I see the smile. I see the twinkle in the eyes. Okay? I'm going to look over here too because it's over here too. All right? So now, oh man, where was I?
It's getting gooder.
Come on. Oh, getting gooder. It's getting gooder. So because now, if you get to the point in your soul when you believe the witness of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, when you are convinced in your soul that he who has the Son has the life, then look at verse 14 and 15. Beautiful. Powerful. See, we'll go back to verse 13. These things I have written unto you that you would believe on the name of the Son of God. He who has the Son has the life. The witnesses of the three, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, that you may have eternal life and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. Now look at the next two verses. And this is the confidence that we have in him. That if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. When you believe the witness of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, when you believe that you possess Jesus within you, and when Jesus comes life, and you're convinced of that, when your witnesses have convinced you to the record that's before you, then you know you can go before God with confidence, asking him anything according to his will, and know that he will hear you. And in hearing you, you will have the thing petitioned. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
A good word?
Amen.
I'm going to listen to this over and over and over again. Listen. I thought I was crazy, but I talked to Barry Bennett. Barry Bennett says he listens to himself over and over and over and over again. He believes the words that come forth from his mouth. I believe the words that come forth from my mouth. I believe they were put there by the Holy Spirit. I'm going to listen to this. This is the too good to be true news gospel. This is all about what the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit have done for us, have given to us, have provided for us. So, Father, we thank you, and we praise you, and we worship you, and we are so grateful that the witness is true.
Amen. Thank you, God. Thank you.
Your witness, Jesus' witness, Holy Spirit witness. To the record. It's true. I am who you say I am.
Amen.
I'm your son.
Hallelujah.
I'm your son. Hallelujah. I believe in Jesus, and you've given me the right, the power, the authority, the ability to be your child.
Amen.
I believe the witness. I believe the record. I believe all your promises are yes and amen. Every single one of them. And it's all because no good thing that I can do, no good thing that I've done, except for put my faith and my trust and my belief in Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. In your name we pray.
Amen. Amen.